Christmas music?
Huh. I got a good day going on.
Well, let's see what we can create here for listener interest. After all, this is the reason we're here. We're not here to listen to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. Last Friday of December and the last Friday of the year. It's the last month of 2013, and we've had Christmas. Hooray for Christmas. Hooray for Santa Claus.
Yay.
Hooray for what it makes us into. It makes us into better people. It really does. This time of year, most people are just better. Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. As we have time, and as you create credible, interesting items in your head, and you want to share those interesting items with us, you're welcome to join us on the air live at 888-302-DOUG, or you can share by sending emails. More and more of that's going on. We just sort of encourage a lot of different participation. Sounds like we put that to music, right? Remember that song? Participation. Oh, it was anticipation, wasn't it?
We're anticipating your calls.
Yes, we are. Our connection to us, Doug at DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com, or as Kenny loves to have it, and he's got lots of stuff here sort of built up in the last 24 hours from social media connections. You can go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook has pictures of me with my daughter on Christmas morning in front of her Christmas tree in her house in Los Angeles, and there's a picture of Charlotte with my niece and her children and Christmas Day with her cone around her head. And I took it off yesterday because she has an infection actually brought about by having that collar on. And we're just letting the chips fall where they may with regard to her eye. Her eye actually is better, even though she's rubbed the side of it to a bloody pulp. And that was something else I had to deal with. But it's all part of having a dog and a family that loves the dog. And I would pay a tribute to Kenny's family and the passing of his family's dog. Never a pleasant thing, but something to sort of, I think there's a cathartic exercise, Kenny, in that. It brings, there is this thing we call emotion, which is so important for everybody to grasp, and some people don't want to. Some people think that the father, for example, you, should be tough and strong. They think that of me, you should be tough and strong. There's something to be said for that, depending on how it's either read, understood, or how you actually feel. But to deny your emotions, to deny that you are incredibly sad because this dog's been such an important part of your life for as long as the dog was around, I think is folly and doesn't teach children how to be themselves. Would you agree with that after having spent the last day doing something that you really didn't want to do?
Oh, absolutely. And I was an emotional mess. This was tough. And I wasn't trying to impress anybody. I wasn't going to hide it. Reno is, it was Reno's dog.
Yeah.
He's my son. He's sophomore in college. And he was trying to be, he's never had to deal with anything like this and was trying to be the brave, strong man. And we gave him his space and let him have some alone time. But I wasn't going to hold back and be a brave soldier in front of him. I wanted to make sure he knew that it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Zorro was a big part of his life, and they loved each other very much.
What a great name for a dog. Zorro.
It's Zora.
Oh, Zora. Oh, okay.
When he was a little boy, he got a cat, and it was a black cat, and the movie Zorro had just came out, so he named it Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, he got the dog, and since the cat was Zorro,
mm-hmm,
and was a boy, and the dog was a girl, he thought Zora.
Yeah, that's great.
So
makes good sense. Well, yeah. To me, I mean, I'm looking at my darling Charlotte, who's over in the chair. She spends, when I'm on the air, she spends the time with me. She doesn't want to be anywhere but where I am. And I've never had a being around me in my life who so wanted to be just with me. There's complete unconditional love, the camaraderie, if you will, the charm of having her. She is with me everywhere. She's in my truck on the farm all day long. She's with me when I do the radio program. As a matter of fact, when she's not interested, you can hear her. And there's plenty of going on most of the time. So condolences to you and to your son. And the other side of that is recognizing that we all need to be ourselves around our children, with our whatever the emotion. My friend Meredith refers to it as raw. She, one of the things that she likes about me is my raw emotion, and that is an important thing for us to be able to express. You, if you don't really let out the feelings that you have inside of you, it will eat you up. And trying to be something or somebody that you are not, if you are that way, whether people like it or they don't like it, you need to be able to express yourself in most any way. And that's a way that in our American culture, men are expected to buck up. Men are expected to not show their emotions. They got to be tough and strong. Why? So they can get sick and die earlier? Because that's what happens. That's one of the reasons men die. One of the prominent reasons that men die earlier than women do is because they don't express their feelings. They don't let the stress out, and it eats and it eats and it eats on you until you are destroyed. So maybe there's a good year-end lesson in that, Kenny. Thank you. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I knew it was important.
That's okay.
Sometimes there's a cathartic feeling. People's sympathies will come to you, and you'll get expressions of that. As we have this week in our social media, a lot of people just saying thank you for being on the air live on Christmas Day to me. Everybody else was off, and I enjoyed it because it's something that there's a cathartic emotional experience in it for me, frankly. It wasn't all about you. Well, it's about us being together, and this is a great family, the Good Day family. Some of these stations, you can go through them. WAYY is a good one. KPSI is another one. Station in Hickory is another, and go through dozens of them that have been carrying my program for years and years and years and years. I think the station in Hickory and KPSI may have the record. I'll bet you those stations have been, this is the 26th year doing the Good Day program, and they've been with me for at least 20 some odd years, most of the years. So thank you for that. People have grown up, grown old, and gone away listening to this program, and which is hopefully not going away anytime soon. 888-302-3684. So at any rate, our purpose here today is, as usual, after getting that stuff off, Christmas has been this week, and UPS and FedEx taking a lot of heat. Do they deserve it? We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 or 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, are you the one that is always stuck at the red light? That's right. That means nobody is in front of you, and everybody's behind you. And every time you come up to that light, it turns red. Am I talking about you? Well, if I am, I want you to get out of the red light syndrome. Because, yes, that happens sometimes to you, and you might even be on the red light right now. However, when you get to your journey, you do not remember that you were the victim of a red light. This has a lot to do with the way you think about life. Because every once in a while, somebody does put up a red light or stop sign. But you know what? You gotta be patient. You gotta wait for that thing to turn green. Because once it does, you get to move forward. And you never remember the obstacle that was put in front of you. So today, every time you get stopped by somebody or an obstacle, say, hey, it's momentary. Because then I'm gonna proceed forward to my destination. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Enjoying the overview of the world of conversation radio, let's listen to George Chamberlain and Chris Merrill talk about UPS saying they didn't know it was going to be so busy the week before Christmas.
UPS put out a statement saying, we did not anticipate this last-minute rush in online sales. When they say nobody anticipated this rush at the end of the year, that means nobody who has half a brain anticipated that there was going to be a big rush in sales, okay? It was enormous. UPS says, we had no clue it was going to be this big. Amazon says, you know, Amazon brought in 70,000 workers.
Wow.
To handle the holiday season, and they couldn't do it.
Wow.
And so Amazon's today coming out and saying, listen, if you did not get your package, we're going to, if you paid a fee, which is kind of weird. I don't know anybody who paid an online shipping fee this year. But if you did, we're going to refund it to you, and we're going to send you a $20 gift card to use, you know, for on a future purchase kind of thing like that. So, I mean, it's just a mad rush. I was at a family party, a Christmas party. We were, one of my nieces is a big mucky muck in a division of Procter & Gamble that supplies beauty products to big retailers.
Yeah.
She said going into the month of December, her sales were up about 5% for the year, which was not good. They were she was very worried about that. As of the close of business on Tuesday, her sales were up 94%.
For the whole year?
Yeah.
Just for, because of that, those 3 weeks all of a sudden brought it all about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was a huge holiday shopping season. Now, folks, get ready because the spin is still going to come out that it was not a good holiday shopping season because people did not spend as much. It's not because they didn't buy every gift that they wanted to buy. It's because they got most of this stuff at really good prices.
Now, when we say that people didn't spend as much, and I know retail sales were down in the bricks and mortar stores, we've talked
about
that.
They were down in dollar amount, but not in volume of product.
And this is important, too, because we did see an increase, though, in the number of products being sold online. So we've got an increase in volume in bricks and mortar, and obviously an increase in volume when it comes to online shopping. So we've got to be getting, we've got to be close, if not surpassing what we did last year overall.
But do remember, even with the big increase we've seen in online shopping, it's still a pittance of the overall holiday season. It's still like a tenth of what the brick and mortar stuff is.
Right. We had one woman that said that UPS ruined her Christmas.
Ruined it, sure. I mean, in some ways, I don't doubt that. If you've got kids and some big product, that item that was supposed to be under the tree when they woke up wasn't there, you know. Well, and so maybe how do you avoid not having a package delivered by Christmas Day?
Order earlier.
Or go to the store.
Oh, they go to the store.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying that a lot of people, and again, it's such a small percentage of the overall thing, a lot of people are going to say, hey, I'm not going to have that happen to me again next year. So they're either going to do what you say, order early, or go ahead and hit the stores.
Or stop reporting
your
kids.
Listen, if you didn't want to fight crowds, go shop at 3 o'clock in the morning because all the stores were open nonstop for 100 hours.
You're right. They were there at the very end.
So come on. Stop this.
21.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Well, listen, there are a lot of people who love that much, and that's a great, interesting, romantic expression, I guess, of it. Bruno Mars phenom this past year, Kenny. One of the achievements is that he's the Billboard Top Artist of the Year for 2013. And I guess that that means something. He looks to me about 24, 25. How old is this kid?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, right. He beat out Taylor Swift and Pink and Rihanna, Katy Perry, some of these, Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke in there in the thick of it. All right, let's see where we are here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program as our conversation about UPS continues to be our focus. Here are radio hosts Rob Hunter and Stacey Brooks talking about the firestorm of controversy on social media about UPS ruining Christmas for a lot of people.
The good cheer is already out the window because social media is filled with complaints because UPS and FedEx failed to deliver people's packages. Wah. And that's the one thing I noticed. This was the story that was everywhere. People saying things like this.
Frustration across the country is clear. UPS and FedEx packages were delayed, ruining Christmas for thousands of customers. With one customer tweeting, "Thanks, UPS, for ruining Christmas."
Okay. To that person who tweeted, "You've ruined Christmas," get over yourself. It's just a package.
You know what? I don't blame them. We see this differently. And I was not affected. I didn't send something FedEx, UPS. But if you walk into the UPS store or the FedEx store and they guarantee that it's going to be there on Christmas Day, it's supposed to be there. I mean, you made a deal.
I get that.
Okay, good.
I get that you made a deal, and I get that you can ask for your money back. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And Christmas is supposed to be out hanging out, having fun, remembering the reason for the season. Remember that old phrase? And if you're getting mad because one of your packages didn't show up, it's going to show up today or tomorrow. Is it really that upsetting?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes it's not just a package. Maybe you were traveling somewhere and you sent all the gifts, and all of a sudden you're there, and the gifts that you brought for everyone that you're visiting have not arrived.
The gifts will get there. They're just the gifts. You still get
DeMello
to open them.
Over here.
Well, yeah, and I guess that's the thing. Maybe it's because I don't have attachment to the gifts that I'll either get, or I can wait. My wife and I, we're in L.A. for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't even give each other our presents yet, and neither of us care.
Okay, well, good for the two of you.
Well, but as I'm saying, though, that's just something that I don't fathom, Stacey, is getting that attached to whatever it is that's in that UPS package or that Amazon.com package that I'm supposed to get on the 24th that I don't have.
What happens if children were involved? Because I do think that that makes a big difference.
It doesn't seem like that's the case. It just seems like this is adults going on social media and whining.
Well, I think
not saying, you know, my kid's Christmas present didn't get here in time.
Well, some people said that. I mean, I saw both. And I think part of it, if you look at it, is there is someone, and I didn't know this until yesterday, but there is someone that has worked for UPS for 31 years, and his entire job the whole year is to plan for the Christmas season.
Well, sure.
He didn't do a very good job.
No, and clearly he didn't. But here's the thing. No matter how much he plans, mm-hmm. UPS only has so many workers, so many trucks, so many places they can store all of these things. So if all of a sudden on December 21st and 22nd you have a surge of people that go way outside the norm, expect something to get back. It's going to take a while for that system to catch up. So if you go into the 21st, how many UPS stores are throughout the country? Thousands, probably.
I'm sure.
There's one down the street from my house. If I went in there on December 21st and I dropped a package off, and they said, yeah, we'll get it there by 23rd. And the same thing was happening in 1,000 stores throughout the country at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't necessarily be able to tell me no because the system hadn't updated yet.
And I get that, and that is a good point. But personally, I believe somewhere along the line, probably December 23rd, when they were still accepting packages and guaranteeing that they would be delivered by Christmas, they should have just halted it and been honest. We can't get it done.
I think some people need to get a life. Need a ruined Christmas, really? Get over yourself, will you, please? What a bunch of wholesale foolishness. What is Christmas really all about? Whether UPS or FedEx had your presence there or not, it seems to me you haven't got your head screwed on straight if you think this ruined your Christmas. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, M.D., is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
I think disconnection from nature is one of the factors creating epidemic depression today. You know, in a nutshell, the problem is that the lives that our genes prepared us for and the lives that most of us are living are quite different. And one aspect of that difference is disconnection from nature in all aspects of nature, natural cycles of light and dark, exposure to natural sounds and sights and smells. There's even a term been coined recently, nature deficit disorder, to describe that, and I'm a great believer in that. I've also written about the importance of companion animals and how valuable they can be in maintaining and improving emotional wellness. I've lived with dogs for a very long time, and I can't imagine life without dogs. And my dogs are constantly remind me of the possibility of spontaneous happiness. They get me out of the house. They get me to exercise. They demonstrate joy and happiness right in front of me and unconditional love. And there's an interesting body of medical research showing that people who have companion animals are healthier, they recover more quickly from surgery, that everything is better. So I think that's an important strategy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A good day. It is 33 after the hour, a couple of days after Christmas. Today is the 27th of December, my daughter's 40th birthday. You talk about emotions. We were talking, Kenny and I were talking earlier about emotions and what they're all about, and the fact that my daughter turns 40 in a few hours is just something that, do you even think about those things? When you look at your child, I look at Megan had been born, she was large, and my former wife was a small lady, and she looked like a basketball. She gained 47 pounds or something when she had Megan, and she just looked like a big, like a basketball rolling down the street. And when Megan, and she was so big she couldn't get through the birth canal, so there was a cesarean that was necessary, and so the doctors, I couldn't go into the labor room because they didn't let anybody in those in that era anyway, when there was a cesarean. So I can remember her being put into an incubator because she was a little jaundiced and not even being cleaned up, and put in this thing and wheeled out for me and my father and Tony's father to see her. And she was just the very first, and then you remember that very first moment, her in that mechanism, which was, you know, aimed at keeping her body warm, because that's what you got to do when you get the jaundice down. She's flailing around in there, her arms are waving and her legs are wailing, and she's yelling. And just, you know, did that start her life out the right way? She was very quiet, actually, as both my children. I don't know if it was because they were breastfed or not, but both of them were really good at not being noisy. Unless, you don't judge a child that way, or you ought not to. But I have a friend who works for me on my dairy farm, who's a really good kid. Wife and he had a baby last summer, The baby hasn't slept through the night yet. The baby doesn't sleep. They have to drive the baby around in the car to get it to go to sleep. And they are, as you can imagine, pulling out their hair because they can't sleep either. And so I think about how fortunate I was, thinking, now, wondering what your experience was in general, all of you who are parents. Did your children sleep and rest well? Did you breastfeed them? As you think back on it, what was your experience? I think it's always good to reflect. At this time of year, we're all reflecting about a lot of things. Talkers.com website, which follows a lot of News Talk Radio, has the list of the top 20 items. And this weekend, I do the Talk Radio Countdown show on many of these same stations that airs for 3 hours, either on Saturday or Sunday. And the review of the big stories of the year is what we're all about. And I'm thinking about these things and whether, I mean, you look back at some of this stuff and you wonder, okay, you got to understand the Affordable Care Act. That's going to be number one. And we said that earlier on. And a discussion of the foreign affairs that we have, Syrians and the problem that they're having over there, and whether we ought to be involved in Iran and their new leadership, and can they be trusted, and yakking about gun control and politics. And I stopped short on the Boston Marathon bombing, which is the number six item. I was just actually writing an email to my friend who was a block. She had just walked by the store within minutes, fewer than four. She had walked in front of where that package was, the backpack that blew up. That was 4 minutes of her life. When she turned, she heard the explosion, she turned around, she was by herself, and she looked down at it. And I remember talking to her shortly after that, and listening to her voice, and the feeling that she, at the moment, felt like it wasn't my time. But she was there to help whoever she could. But that's the sort of thing that brings you all up short, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. What's happened in your life that you maybe, when you look back on it, think, my God, it wasn't my time yet. Because there always have. I've had close calls any number of times. The year in review is cause for a reflection. And I guess there's something like that you really kind of appreciate. And that's why these things are put into the perspective that they are. I'm sort of chuckling myself with all the people that are angry because UPS and FedEx ruined their Christmas. Good God. Anybody who thinks that, get a life. What in the name of God is there about that? Yeah, maybe it was disappointing or upsetting, or you can get ticked off because they said they were, and I said that yesterday when it first came out, UPS and FedEx, you ought to be, you know, sort of, I don't know, if ashamed, I don't remember what I said, but whatever I said wasn't particularly important. What's important is that you had hopefully a good Christmas, and Christmas isn't made or broken by what you get for presents. And parents can say to me, yeah, tell that to my children. Well, maybe you need to teach your children a little bit better. Time for us to get out. What is it, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Kenny, to teach your children? That may be what you need to get out. Because teaching your children that Christmas was ruined because they didn't get, or allowing them to be upset. I heard a story yesterday. I was listening to a program. A kid ranting and raving about wanting to get something. He didn't get it. And all he did was cry all day long. You're not doing a very good job as a parent. If your child gets off and was upset about something he or she didn't get, that, you know, some object, then they don't get Christmas. And you can say to me, well, I don't get Christmas because that's what kids are all about. Well, then, what are you teaching your children or allowing them to be taught about values? Think of it, man. Think of it. Men and women, parents. This lady who is near and dear to me was minutes away from being blown up. And that's what I think about when it comes to what is important. And I would hope that maybe you review or reset this a little bit, because I think it needs to be reset. What is it we call when we reboot the computer? If you need to reboot your life. Having said that, there are a lot of comments. FedEx.com. FedEx.com. Good, Doug.
I bet there's some comments there.
I'm sure there are. The Twitter and Facebook account, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day is loaded, chock-a-block full of comments about this, Kenny, right?
Yeah, lots of comments. Mike says, along the lines of what you've just been saying, if UPS can ruin your Christmas, you're doing Christmas wrong.
Yep. Yep. Keep going.
Leslie says, for the last 30 years, I've been mailing things early. What is wrong with people? They knew in November who they had to shop for.
Hello. Christmas hasn't changed since last Christmas. Christmas is still December 25th. It hasn't been moved on the calendar. Thanksgiving moves. Christmas doesn't.
Yeah. Amy says, who cares? My kids got IOUs. The world will go on. People need to stop crying.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Just silly stuff. All right, so you got anything else you want? You want to give us one more? Help yourself.
Let's see. Excuse me. Melissa says, UPS did us just fine. They delivered every package we had, came to my house 2 weeks straight. I love UPS and thank them for doing a great job.
I love you. Yes, I love you.
On the other hand, Natalie in Florida says she's still waiting.
FedEx claims they only had isolated incidents of packages not being delivered. UPS had bigger problems. In addition to non-deliveries, many UPS customers received false notices their packages had, in fact, been delivered. The United States Postal Service, USPS, on the other hand, said they had no indications there were any problems. In fact, unlike UPS and Federal Express, their carriers continued delivering into Christmas Day to deliver everything that was supposed to be delivered. Even though they deliver my mail now at about 8 o'clock, I think I got Christmas Eve, I got mail at 8 o'clock. Which is just really bad management. You don't deliver somebody's mail at 8 o'clock. I don't care what day it is. Anyway, that's my rag on the... I'm so tired of all of this stuff and people saying, well, you got to accept it because they don't know how to run it. It's not, why is that my fault that they don't know how to run it? Why isn't there somebody who's there who knows how to run it? Why? I mean, the only reason that they're still there is because you and I give them a subsidy of billions of dollars a year. That's the only reason they're there. If it had to be run, if UPS and FedEx ran it, well, maybe this stuff still wouldn't get there on time. But I mean, I think that the criticism of UPS is, think about the logistics of UPS and FedEx's operations. Think about the logistics of having a tracking number or a barcode on a package. You can click on it. And it'll tell you where the thing is at that moment. You realize how huge when they are moving millions and millions of packages. I remember looking at the FedEx hub in Memphis and wondering, you know, every plane that carries any overnight goes into Memphis and then they sort it and they get it out. And many of you, if not most of you, I've sent things at 8:30. There's the deadline at the office here in my town. 8:30, right in there. And the thing gets delivered to Los Angeles, having gone through Memphis, at 9 o'clock the next morning. Do you realize how phenomenal it is that something like that gets done? I think it's over the top. And so this time of year, maybe they didn't plan well enough or Amazon's too successful, whatever it is. I think Amazon uses UPS, not FedEx, right, Kenny? I don't think they use FedEx.
Yes, they do. Amazon uses UPS.
So they're huge. There's another story. When you think about it, logistically speaking, think about how Amazon runs. And now with the conversation, a month or so ago about them using drones perhaps in the future, they could... Conceivably, this is in or un, whatever it is. It's either inconceivable or unconceivable to me that you could call or you could go online. Never mind call. Go online to Amazon.com. And I've got an account. Most everybody's got an account at Amazon now. And you order a couple of books. And the books could be delivered in 30 to 40 minutes after you order them. How many different distribution points do they have to have around the country to make that happen? Because the drones are only going to travel at 30 miles an hour. So think about that. Think about how you run your own life, your own business, and whether it's organized or not. And then think about the complete complexity of UPS or any of the DHLs or all of these. They all operate the same way, same basic operating systems. They put a sticker on it that you filled out, and it has a barcode, and you click on that, and bingo, it's in the system. And they can find out where it is at any moment in time. And I mean, I've had stuff that was supposed to be delivered to me that wasn't, or it got delivered in the wrong place, that kind of stuff. I have a beef about UPS sometimes leaving my stuff in the barn instead of at the house on the farm. But that's, that doesn't take away from the fact that they can take this one small package and they can get it through their system and get it to you. Where's the UPS hub? I'm trying to remember. FedEx is Memphis. UPS is somewhere else in the Midwest, but I don't remember where it is. And all the stuff, as it gets cleared through their system, it goes through that location. And I know for a fact FedEx has, I think, 149, last time I checked, 140 some odd large planes, DC-10s and that sort of thing to deliver things. They got 727s. They've got 40 or 50 of them. They have the smaller, because every airport, you can always see a little, even if it's a little airport, there's always a FedEx. You know, notice that? Go to State College, Pennsylvania's airport and look. You'll see a little FedEx, probably a Twin Otter or something, that brings the stuff into State College from Memphis or some other regional hub, and it's in and out of there every day. And every single airport has one of those, probably two, probably a plane for UPS in there as well. It's really an astonishing reality. And so I know I've gone off on a toot here, but I think a lot of you have been talking about this in the last 24 to 48 hours, so it makes for interesting conversation to put things in a perspective, the proper perspective, I think. At any rate, it's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than ClearChoice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call ClearChoice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Bier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, so how about we spend a little time thinking and talking about Edward Snowden? Want to do that? How about it? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye, aye.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's see if we can get through the cut through the verbosity. I'm waxing somewhat philosophical because I'm working around with Kenny the list of the top items conversationally of the year. And as I look at this list and think about what's really important, there isn't anything really on here. I stopped at the Boston Marathon because I think that was important because of my personal experience, which I just shared with you. But other than that, I think I got most emotionally involved in the NSA because it, and the Snowden thing, because it just so typifies what has become of our country. And I mean this having been a political science major in college, having really enjoyed studying civics and how our country works, the system itself. I'm a systems sort of person in a way. I love to watch how cogs and wheels fit together and things move around. I think that's why I'm so fascinated with FedEx and UPS. I was off on a toot a few minutes ago about that. So when it comes to the government and how it works or doesn't work, yeah, you could say, Doug, you're a hypocrite because you don't understand or aren't tolerant of the government, and there's so many moving parts in it that when things get screwed up, you are easy, you're first in line to complain. I am, because there are certain expectations, and it costs a lot more money to run the government than it does to send a package by UPS. So I expect things to be at least addressed that are wrong, and there's nothing more wrong in our country right now than the things that Edward Snowden pointed out in his earlier in the year. Was it midsummer? When did that stuff, the revelations, first start, Kenny? Do you remember?
I think it was in early June.
Was it June? Okay, four summers started.
Yeah, I think so.
So here's an audio tape, piece of tape from a video Edward Snowden has made and released this week. He explains what he believes is important about your privacy.
Hi, and Merry Christmas. I'm honored to have a chance to speak with you and your family this year. Recently, we learned that our governments, working in concert, have created a system of worldwide mass surveillance, watching everything we do. Great Britain's George Orwell warned us of the danger of this kind of information. The types of collection in the book, microphones and video cameras, TVs that watch us, are nothing compared to what we have available today. We have sensors in our pockets that track us everywhere we go. Think about what this means for the privacy of the average person. A child born today will grow up with no conception of privacy at all. They'll never know what it means to have a private moment to themselves, an unrecorded, unanalyzed thought. And that's a problem, because privacy matters. Privacy is what allows us to determine who we are and who we want to be. The conversation occurring today will determine the amount of trust we can place both in the technology that surrounds us and the government that regulates it. Together, we can find a better balance, end mass surveillance, and remind the government that if it really wants to know how we feel, asking is always cheaper than spying. For everyone out there listening, thank you and Merry Christmas.
Remind me of the president's.
Yeah.
I'm
getting a little full of himself.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home. Come on. Anyway, here's radio host Mark Thompson talking about the Christmas message from Mr. Snowden.
He makes some good points. And for all the. Look, the guy violated all of these different security packs you make. He's clearly fleeing from prosecution in this country. I'm sure that they, I mean, the Bradley, you know what they did to Bradley Manning, the leaker who's now, now it's not Bradley
Chelsea.
Manning, it's Chelsea Manning. But when he was, where she was Bradley Manning and released and leaked all of that information, that was torture what they did to that kid. That was absolute torture. And I think Ed Snowden probably would get something in the same neighborhood. I mean, all I'm saying is he's got very little incentive to return to the U.S. But that aside, he has violated national security, if you will, those pacts that he agreed to. But the points he's made and some of the information that's been leaked has been very powerful and very important. So even as we consider this guy and listen to his Christmas address, it's just funny that it's called a Christmas address. You know, I think you do have to consider the information he and by the way, journalists sure took him more seriously the minute he released information about the fact that journalists' phone records had been seized by the NSA unknowingly without a warrant. That's the big thing. You know, this country is built around laws that do allow law enforcement and the government to look at phone records and to listen to conversations.
Why? Why? What have they done? They haven't proven a thing. They haven't proven to any measure of responsible alertness that their program has saved us from any kind of terrorist attack. And you putting up with it is really not smart on your part, if you don't mind me saying.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.